Jan Gregor is a reporter for ECHO, a magazine for Czechs and Slovaks living in the UK and Ireland. Jan, who comes from the Slovak city of Banská Bystrica, is himself one of the many thousands of young people from this part of the world who've moved to Britain since European Union enlargement in 2004. When we met last week outside a pub on a noisy road in North London, I asked Jan how long the magazine had been going.
Well, ECHO magazine, it started, I think, 3 years ago, and they stopped it after first year because they didn't have enough money, and now they have decided to continue after 1 year. So now it's almost 1 year that we are trying to survive again with this magazine, and fortunately it's getting better. We have found new investor who is supporting us because we still don't have enough adverts, and just beginning. And this community is not so big to be successful as soon as possible. There's not so many Czechs and Slovaks, for example, Polish people. So there's the big difference. But we were struggling for a few months, but now it's quite good, and we distribute this magazine in England, but also in Ireland, and we plan to distribute few hundreds, maybe few thousands copies in Czech Republic and probably also in Slovakia. So that's our future plan.
And how many copies do you print now, or how often does it come out?
We started last November with circulation about 3,000 copies, and now it's 10. And the aim is about 25,000 copies. We will see in 6 months probably.
Who are your readers? Are they the new arrivals, people who came in the last 2 years after EU enlargement, or are they people who've been here longer?
I think most of our readers are these new arrivals, but hard to say. We don't know exactly who are our readers, because it's free magazine and everyone who likes it can pick it up on some places in London and also in other towns and cities. But I think maybe probably 80, maybe 90% on this new arrivals, because there was not big Czech and Slovak community before EU enlargement. So that's the big difference.
What about the language aspect? Is it half Czech, half Slovak, or does one language predominate? I know you're Slovak.
that's a problem, because my boss is Czech, for example, and I'm as a editor-in-chief, and in fact I'm only a journalist working for them at the moment. So I'm Slovak, and this is the problem, but we are trying to keep it, keep some balance. But it depends. Most of people who are writing for us, they do it for free at the moment, and most of them, they are Slovaks. Slovaks are, I think, they are a little bit more active. That's the experience of people who live here, that Slovak community is more active. It's bigger at first, and it's more active.
This may be a difficult question, but the Czech Republic is much bigger than Slovakia in terms of population. But how do the communities here, Czech and Slovak, compare in terms of size, if it's possible to say?
The question is how many Czechs and Slovaks live in UK and probably UK and Ireland. People also usually think about these two countries, and it's approximately almost 150,000 people, and I think about 100,000 people of them are Slovaks. It depends on a Slovak economy is not so good as Czech, so it makes sense that and there is higher unemployment, and so and there is big tradition in Slovakia to move and find work abroad, or Slovaks usually quite often went to work to Czech Republic, for example. But we know now when it's possible, it's just 2 hours to get from Bratislava to London, so a lot of them work here. So Slovak community, it's probably twice bigger than Czech.
Do they stick together? Do they go to the same places and meet up?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people living who don't know Czech and Slovaks very well, they think we don't like each other because politician divided country 14 years ago, but it's not true. You know, it's the community is Czechoslovak in here. There are some organization, only Czech organization, only Slovak organization, but people, how they behave and who they are meeting with and who they are dating with, who they are making love with, it's it's natural to be together. So, and it's most of these people who live here, it was born, but they were very, very young when Federation was separated. But they still keep in touch, and we are the closest nations in here. So,
What are the biggest problems or difficulties facing Czechs and Slovaks when they come here to London, say, I don't know, young people in their mid-20s looking for work?
The biggest problem is unrealistic expectations, because there are a lot of people are coming without any knowledge of English, or they speak just few words, and they have expectation that they will very soon find good job and earn a lot of money and their English will improve and all this stuff, but very often it's not true. A lot of people are struggling, and there are also some people who cheat on them. They promise them work for 100%. You know, if somebody is promising you work in UK, be careful, because usually these people are just cheaters. You have to come to England or to UK and go to interview, so it doesn't work like this. So that's the problem. But there's a lot of problems. I think maybe 70, maybe 80% of all people are quite successful. At least, you know, they have job, they have some accommodation and all this, but and their English is improving. But there is maybe 20% of people who has big difficulties to survive here, and they are too proud to go home. So they are trying to survive, but it's not so easy. For example, last month we had a big article about mental problems of people living here.
Do you think that most of them will only stay here for a short time, say a year or 2 years? Or do you think some of them may stay indefinitely?
Some people are coming home, but it's not so many as I... It's hard to say, but I think they are trying to settle down. You know, it takes a long time, because if you're coming as an immigrant who doesn't speak English and who spent first 1, 2, maybe 3 years in some crap job, and then if it's getting better, it's very difficult to go home, because, you know, it's time to stay and enjoy your life after a very long time when these people are waiting for their success. We'll see, but I think a lot of people will stay longer, maybe 5, maybe 10 years.
How do you think British people or English people perceive immigrants from countries like Slovakia, the Czech Republic, or even from Poland or other countries in the region?
I think the Polish people, they have stolen our identity, because for British people, all of us, we are just Polish for them. It's about 60% of these new immigrants are from Poland, so it makes sense. And Poland is a big country with history and good literature and everything, so it's for them it's easier. And we are, for example, Czechs and I think also Slovaks, they are sort of invisible. In newspapers, they usually mention Czechs or Slovaks when somebody, you know, when some problem with some person, I don't know, when last year when one man, he killed his girlfriend and he was half Czech and half Slovak, so they mention in these cases. But if they are writing about community, they are mostly writing about, or they are mentioning Polish community.
And we've reached the end of this Radio Prague program. We'll be back tomorrow, so please join us then.